Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
It has fool's gold written all over it.
I don't believe that.
I don't know what show he's on.
I got to stand on business right here, you know what I'm saying? Because I need him, as in Drake May, to understand this. Now, I did say the Patriots are fool's gold, and I'm going to stand on that. Why did I say fool's gold? Because there's not a soul in this beautiful gymnasium that will say they will take Drake May over a wild card winner in Patrick Mahomes.
He's also a liar. First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. Don't tell me you're an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on the show.
Let's go to a WEEI 93.7 FM. Yeah.
We should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
Great answer. That was from
Fitzy, and I really apologize. I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and
was.
Witt. Fitz and Witt. We appreciate that. Just got pulled up
okay,
right
boom.
Here.
Yes. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Fitz and Witt is...
I don't think that was a shot at all.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
That's great.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to Fitz and Wit. I'm the wit part of that. Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside Andy Hart here. All smiles, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Loves it when they're coming at Hart, and they're coming at Hart hard, as they were on ESPN this morning. I told you guys in the time, real time, Stiz was with me, that when Drake May said, I don't even know what show he's on, that was going to have legs. It took a little bit longer than I expected to get into the blogosphere, the social media sphere, and then to get Cam Newton back on First Take today. But Cam Newton was on First Take, and for about 10 minutes, he, Stephen A. Smith, Ryan Clark were spitting fire talking about us, Fitzy. And Cam Newton somehow simultaneously pulled off an impressive feat. He praised me for the question and then threatened me if it keeps happening. So Nick Fitzy Stevens, before we get into the who, the what, the how, the when, the what the hell is going on, and why do these feuds keep finding me on Boston Sports Talk Radio here on WEEI Afternoons, what was your reaction to everything that kind of hit the fan this morning?
I thought it was a glorious day for the efforts put into this program. Are you kidding me? Listen, you know, you got to live by several adages, you know. There's no such thing as bad press. You know, if you're not making half the people mad all the time, then you're not doing it right. You can't please everybody, Andy. You know, never play cards with a girl who has a tattoo of a dagger on her forearm. But the basic rules of life. The fact that you had everybody in the ESPN car wash from mid-morning to early afternoon talking about Cam and Drake, Fitz and Wit, everything else going on in this show. And here I was thinking that Monday's interview with Drake was great just because, you know, he called my son the man. He was in a great mood. He was highly complimentary and forthcoming during May or May Not. Like, oh, no, that wasn't the lead. The lead was the fact that his hero, his idol growing up, is now somebody he is at odds with because of the Fool's Gold Foxborough football team. What a great time to be doing what we do.
Absolutely. And it's good for ESPN. It's good for us. It's fun. It's football talk. It's the soap opera of football. And I will say, I was a little surprised. So, Fitzy, just full disclosure, went out with some friends last night, had a nice Portuguese meal, went to bed, and I woke up to a text this morning at like 6:05 from my son, like, yeah, you were right. That Drake May thing's really blowing up. And I was like, what do you mean? And this was at 6:05, and he goes,
It was?
Yeah, my roommate texted me something. TikTok and everything is blowing up with the Drake May answer about Cam Newton. I was like, oh, interesting. Social media, it's taken off. And then a few hours later, well, all hell broke loose.
You know what it was, Andy? I shout out to the man we call Lord Aggregatorius. He does what he does, and a lot of times it's for the benefit and detriment of this program. Savage finally stumbled upon that clip last night and put it out, and I watched the views go. I had no idea that it was going to resonate the way that it did. Because let's be honest, if we can, you say full disclosure. Now I'm just going to play cards on the table. Did you think it was a shot at Cam Newton when he said, I don't even know what show he's on?
I did not.
Nor did I.
I thought the 23-year-old Drake May answered it quite closely to perfect. I think Mike Vrabel earlier in the day on the Greg Hill show nailed it. But as Ted would tell you, Mike Vrabel's been in the National Football League for 30-odd years and has been a head coach now for whatever it is, 7 years. He's done a lot of press conferences. He knows how to play the game. I thought Drake May meant to do the right thing, meant to almost parrot his head coach in terms of like, oh, these guys are paid to have opinions, whatever. It's fun. We don't care. We're in the building, blah, blah, blah. But I knew the way I don't even know what show he's on. And I said it immediately, channeled that old Kobe Bryant saying, do I know him? Do I know this dude? Who is this? It had an air of being condescending that I don't think was intended, but Fitzy, you know, we've done enough podcasts, we've done enough blogging over the years, where if you had been assigned anywhere, hey, listen to the Drake May interview and come up with something that we can put on the site, blog it.
Yeah, we need a headline that'll be sticky. We need something that's going to catch, you know, not be clickbaity, but, you know, something that's going to like.
You knew it. You know, and it's easy. You don't have to make anything up. Drake May says of Cam Newton comments, quote, I don't even know what show he's on. And that. It's all true. Yeah. He said that. Did he mean it to be a movie poster, clickbait, go viral? No, he didn't. And I don't think he even meant to offend by it. My guess is, as I said to Jones and Keith, my guess is he was aware of the Cam Newton comment from the previous week. My guess would be one of his brothers clipped it off of social media and put it in a text chain and was like, ha-ha, Cam, your idol called you guys fool's gold. Any thoughts or something? Because he's admitted to us, those guys interact with him. They bust his balls. All of that, that would be my guess. Not that he saw it on ESPN First Take, that he saw it in a text on his phone from his brothers. That would be my guess.
Yes, his brothers, who, by the way, so after that clip from our Monday interview with Drake was played on McAfee, and they highlight, and they, you know, thanked Fitz and Wit.
Is that a real show? I didn't actually really get the joke there. Like, what's the joke part of Fitz and Wit? Am I witty? Am I intelligent?
I thought it would have been. I thought McAfee. I kind of, you know, I appreciate the shout, and our guy Boston Connor probably found it and, you know, grabbed the clip and then brought it to their attention in the show prep. But I thought it would have been Fitz and Wits, at least, just to sort of like, I don't know what the hell,
or twit. Like, I thought, sure, if he wanted to mock me, but Dan
or
Ball,
the other word, or maybe the other word that rhymes with wits that they can say on their show that we can't for some reason.
Could be that. Yes, Dan Ball.
We had two working theories behind the glass that it was either. Good afternoon, Fitzy. It was either a mistaken reference to Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andrew Whitworth on the Thursday Night Football crew, or it was a producer that mistyped or missaid something into McAfee's ear, because you can hear him say at the end, we're just getting this now. It's Fitz and Wit. Like, it sounds like it was information that was delivered to him quickly and inaccurately.
Okay. WEEI Afternoons is pretty easy. Diving deep for Fitz and Wit is tough. But anyway, so afterwards, Andy, as the clip goes on, Kirk Herbstreit goes on to basically say, like, no. There's no chance that Drake May meant this as a shot. You know, this is maybe the nicest young athlete I've ever interviewed before. And then he goes on to talk about he's got this brother system, this ecosystem of brothers that have busted his chops his whole life and kept him in his place. So there's no way that he would come at his idol, no less, like that.
Okay, so before we get to the Cam Newton audio, 617, simple question. Let's just get this out of the way. All caps. Are you scared of Cam Newton, Andy?
Yeah. The former NFL MVP who's like 6'5", 270, who played like a fullback at the quarterback position and dominated defensive fronts, not with his passing prowess, but with his physical abilities, running people over. So yes, if it became a physical altercation, which you'll hear in the clip, I think he definitely insinuates a threat, no, more than insinuates. There's a threat, a not so veiled threat in this clip.
But this is merely a warning. Don't keep poking this bell.
Yeah, so am I afraid of Cam
this
Newton?
This is merely a warning.
Yes. Now, the question is, like, how many WEEI Afternoons hosts slash producers would it take down Cam Newton?
One, okay. Ted Johnson.
That's what I was going to say, Andy. The true test of how our show's ecosystem has been built and is functioning would be if Cameron Jarrell Newton, all 6'5",
Kamalama,
comes through the studio door, does Ted, A, get in his way and say, you're going to have to go through me, Bubba, or point at him and go, it was this guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely point at me and say, good luck, Bubba. You're going to need it. Okay, so let's get to it. This is Cam Newton's reaction to our interview and the comments from Drake May on Monday.
Floor is yours, Cam. Go ahead.
Hold on real quick. See, I got to stand on business right here, you know what I'm saying? Because I need him, as in Drake May, to understand this. Now, being in this position as a member of the media, there's a lot of things that are not always done. And it's always, things can be taken out of perspective. Things can be taken out of context. Now, I did say the Patriots are fool's gold.
Oh, me too.
And I'm going to stand on that. I was referring to the fact that it was a question I was asked. Does the AFC now go through the Patriots or New England? I said fool's gold. Why did I say fool's gold? Because there's not a soul in this beautiful gymnasium that will say they will take Drake May over a wild card winner in Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, pause. So he's trying to make this about football, which is good because he failed to do that the first time. If you remember, the first argument was a lot of, you lie, you're a liar. Steven, he likes to elongate people's names. He would call me Andrew Roger Hart if he didn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Didn't agree with my opinion and all those things. He tried to make it about football there. Also, real quick, so was he taken out of perspective or did he call the Patriots fool's gold? I'm confused because the question I asked Drake May, Fitzy, was Cam Newton called the Patriots fool's gold. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so I just want to say for the record that anybody that says something and then doesn't back it up but rather tries to defend themselves by saying, you took it out of context, not just you, Andrew Roger Hart.
Me.
Or Wits, or whatever you want to be called. No, just anyone in general. That is, I find that to be the most contemptible, laziest, blasé response or defense of your own self. If you say something, own it. You don't say, people take it out of context. That's just, God, is that lazy? Just no, you said something, and people's perception, by and large, en masse around the football world, was that you said you don't believe in the New England Patriots, that they have a veneer of victory about them, but it's mostly just because they're a paper-thin team that's a product that's decent, that's a product of their schedule. Just come out and say it. Just own it. Don't, oh, you took me out of context. No, we actually understood you. It's that you're being sensitive.
All right, roll it.
They will take Drake May over a wild card winner in Patrick Mahomes. In Lamar Jackson. Drake May respectfully, you're having a great season, but I also put
pause. Also, he made it here personal. Did you notice that? So the fool's gold, people are telling me, he never said that about Drake May. He said the Patriots were fool's gold. Did you notice what he just did there in his argument now? It's that it's about Drake May compared to singular players on other teams named Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. So it is Cameron Newton about your boy Drake May. Yes, it is.
And Andy, don't forget that this all started with them asking about, does Drake have the best deep ball in the NFL? That's how all this initially started. That was the first question that got posed to Cam, you know, which led him to go off.
So I don't think I took it out of context, but if he thought I made it more about Drake than the Patriots and he just intended to call the Patriots fool's gold, well, he just doubled down because he told you it's really about Drake and how he compares to Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Roll it.
You're having a great season.
But
I also put Drake May in a position where it's like, yo, we don't really know, similar to Indiana Jones. So to the reporter that asked the question,
hey, that's
that
me.
Was a great job because columnists typically do these type of things just to poke the bear.
You are
this
a former
is merely
columnist.
A warning. Don't keep poking this bear.
Oh, pause. Okay, laughter aside, pause. Or, like, is he threatening me on national television?
Just no.
And guys, if anything ever happens to me, could you bring this to the authorities and say this guy on national television threatened Andy? Just
ooh,
in case.
WEEI Celebrity Boxing, Andy Hart, Cam Newton, Ernie Bach gets behind it.
That's going to be like watching Mike Tyson against Mac in Punch Out.
Yeah, you never know. I don't like my... You have some confidence in me, Steve?
Yeah,
I appreciate your support.
Listen, you go running every day.
Yeah, I don't know that means I can...
I don't know if Cam's still working out every day.
Have you seen him?
He does. He posts all the videos of it as
have
well.
Have you seen him?
All right, moving
by
on.
By the way, this is gonna be about as physical as, you know... No, it's not. It's not
going
to be
I'm never going to be in the same room with Cam Newton ever again. Those days have passed when he was the quarterback of the Patriots.
But I would love for him to call into the program.
We have reached out to ESPN.
Our interview request is currently out to ESPN's communications people, yes.
And I would like to say, you know, you lead with the positive, Ted always tells us. I appreciate the compliment for the question for a columnist or a radio host or whatever you want to call me. So, but then the threat and then the laughter from the other guys after the threat, that's not so fair because, you know, he's a former NFL MVP, and he's 6'5", 270 pounds.
Can I ask you, though, like, did you even find him to be the most, you know, noisome or contemptible of the entire panel?
No, Stephen A. Smith, I think, took the cake. I think Stephen A. Smith, and the guy who looks the best in this whole thing, Ryan Clark, was tremendous.
Never a good sign.
Ryan Clark.
Never a good sign.
Ryan Clark is a lot like me. Every time you turn on social media, he's in a feud with somebody. I don't know if he does it intentionally or, like me, the feuds find him, but he is now his feuds are generally a little let's just say deeper and involve race and wives and
sometimes
children and
sure
things of that nature.
Well, you can't hold on a second, that come on, you can't say the feuds find you.
Which feud did I go after?
Come on, dude. Sometimes
Will Fleming,
sometimes when you
Jared
roll down the
no.
Sometimes when you roll down the window and flick out a cigarette, you have to expect a forest fire.
My job is to ask Drake May relevant, timely, interesting questions.
Never wrong, just early.
And that actually would describe my reaction to his answer about the fool's gold comment. I knew it was going
to
be an issue at some point. I didn't know I'd be...
To the reporter that asked the question, that was a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, let's just keep that. Let's cut it off before he threatens me if I continue. Also, did I poke Cam Newton in any way specifically? Like, what's the poke? I asked Drake May to comment, Dan Ball, on something that he said on national television, which later we'll hear that the entire world knows everything that's said on First Take because the entire world watches First Take, apparently.
Yeah, you didn't poke Cam directly because, you know, when you say something on television, it just goes out into the ether and nobody ever responds to
right
it. You know, isn't that that appears to be the rule that Cam wants to play for?
Don't keep poking this bear.
Okay, I won't. But yeah,
don't
so
keep
he
poking
said
this bear.
He said fool's gold and then just expected nobody to respond. Meanwhile,
right,
talk radio has been talking about that for a week. You
right
just happened to ask a relatively influential Patriot about it.
It's what we all do, Fitzy. If you're going to do this job or that job or any job where you're in the media and express opinions and talk for an hour a day, 4 hours a day, whatever it may be, don't you have to assume people are going to hear it and some people will respond to it and some people might not like it? If you're not okay with that, Cam, you might be in the wrong damn business.
I'd also like to point out that lost in, or I won't say buried in the lead, but lost in the, in all this mayhem is the fact that if Drake May said, oh yeah, I watch First Take every day, my opinion of him would have fallen through the floor.
Right. Get your ass in the playbook, as Teddy Bruschi famously said to Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, exactly. A, which is where he is, because he calls himself Grandpa and goes to bed after a proper supper with his wife around the corner every night. And B, if he was watching Worst Take, if he's sitting in there watching...
Oh, Fitzy took a shot. It wasn't Wit. It was the Fitz.
Well, Worst Take is also my sausage show that I'm going to be launching this weekend.
Don't keep poking this bear.
I'll keep poking this bear. Don't you worry about that. If Drake May was like, oh, I never miss an episode, I would have thought, so you like watching, hey, it's my turn, let me shout at you? Get out of here. That, come on.
All right.
Andy, that show sucks.
Okay, that's Fitz's opinion. I haven't
Unless
watched
it's Mad Dog Russo, that show stinks.
I haven't really watched the show with the volume on in a long time. It's usually on in the background at the gym, and that's how I take
All right, that's
take.
A brag.
But we've heard from Cam Newton. He has responded to me. He's responded to Drake May.
Don't keep poking this bear.
We're not poking you, Cam, for now. We'll get back to you maybe later. We're going to look at the Stephen A. Smith response on First Take today. That was very interesting. It involved a lot. It even included ratings and success and different things and the word liar. There's a lot there. We'll get to Stephen A. Smith next, as well as the Pat McAfee podcast, because they had to talk about us, even though they don't know who we are. So a lot to get to, but Stephen A. Smith next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.